Well, good morning, and good morning. I bid you greetings this morning. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina this morning, and I'm thanking God and praising God for his goodness, his kindness, and his tender mercies. Today, listen, I need for you to make a investment. No, I'm not asking you to touch your money, but I need you to make an investment. As I was flying in yesterday, the Lord said, if only you could trust me like you're trusting this plane to land, then you would find that I can do anything but fail. This morning, I want you to join me in investing in a decision to trust God. That's what I want to do this morning. Listen, the Lord deals with me in many, many different ways. I could be looking at a TV show. I could be reading a book. I can be flying. I could be with my daughter, my wife. I could be doing anything. And the Lord will just drop stuff in my spirit. The pilot came on and he said to all the stewardess, he said, prepare the plane for landing. And I didn't think about it twice because I trust that thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of planes are in the air every day. And they are landing. Maybe one every so often will have a problem in a month, maybe, or a year. But for the most part, there is no issue as it relates to the planes landing. The Lord dropped in my spirit, if only you and the people of God could just trust me the same way you trust that this plane is going to land safely. I'll prove to you, I'll show you, I'll demonstrate for you that I can do anything but fail. My brother, my sister, if you're listening to me this morning, I want you to rise and give him glory. This is not a moment to be docile in your faith. This is not a moment for you to sit back and wait for something to happen. God is saying, trust me. I know what I'm doing. There are things that happen every day. And one of the things I love about getting on the call with you all every Sunday and every Wednesday is because I too be living life. And life sometimes hit me with some hard blows. But when life hits me with hard blows, those are moments when I decide I'm going to trust God. But the Lord is reminding me constantly, are you truly and authentically trusting me? It's easy to trust me when you got a bank full of money. It's easy to trust me when your health is 100. It's easy to trust me when things are going well in your life, but when the storm starts striking, are you trusting me? My brother, you're on the call today. My sister, you're right here with us today. God wants you to personally invest in your faith. Invest in your faith. Invest in your trusting of God. See, I don't want to confuse you having faith with you going to somebody's church. Because going to a church does not say you have faith. It's what you do when you're up against a wall. It's what you do when you don't know what God is doing. My sister, God is saying to all of us, I need you to make a trust decision. I need your decision to be thorough, and I need your decision to be authentic, and I need your decision to reflect that there is a total dependency upon the Lord. You have been so blessed. You have heard many people say it, and you say it sometimes too, probably. I'm blessed and highly favored. But do you really authentically believe that? Because when things happen, I don't understand it. And when I don't understand it, I don't run from God, I run to God. Do you do the same? Do you run to God when things are cloudy and foggy in your life? God wants us to make a decision today. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. It doesn't make sense. This is not logical. This is not something that I would normally do because I'm built differently. But with this one, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to stand firm on what God's word declares. I'm going to stand firm on the truth of the matter that God will take care of me, that God will do what he needs to do, and that God is going to be God when everything else has settled. Today is a good day for us to invest our trust, for us to invest our hearts, for us to invest our minds, for us to invest our spirits in him. Heaven and earth passes away. Heaven and earth will pass away. Heaven and earth will no longer be, but God's word will stand forever. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God said, you'll be the head and not the tail. God said, I know the thoughts and plans I have for you. With understanding all that God has promised and all God has said, it would be illogical not to trust him. And even if you never had an opportunity to hear these words, you can look back over your personal life and you can see all that God has done and is doing in your life. He's been good to you. He's been merciful to you. You have not done everything right. You've made God some promises. You've given your word on some things to God, and you have reneged on those things. But God never reneged on you. God never turned his back on you. God never, ever alienated or deserted you. Today, join me. Let's invest our faith. Let's invest our trust. Let's invest our dependency on God. Because listen, he blows our mind. Something happened this week in my office. It happened and it took me by surprise. I hear people say, well, I shouldn't have been surprised, but I know after preaching through the pain I preached through on Sunday, and preaching as hard as I preached on Sunday, to declare the word of God that something weird was going to happen. And it did. But instead of me falling over and canceling my trip to Charlotte and deciding I'm not going to let this happen, you know what I did? I called the airport and I said, I'm going to change my flight. I'll be on the next flight going out, not the first one. And I organized what I needed to organize, got on the flight, and the Lord says to me on the flight when we're getting ready to land, if only you could trust me the way you trust this plane to land, you'll see that I can do anything but fail. My brother, my sister, I'm here as your prayer call pastor. I'm here as those of you from East Zion Fair as your pastor to say to you, you can't lose in trusting God. Because when things go wrong, God is the only one that can make them right. You cannot afford to lose your mind, because if you lose your mind, when God gets you to where he wants you to be, you won't have your mind to enjoy it. Learn to relax in the Lord. The word I bring to you today is not a word of upliftment, but it's a word of reminder. I want you to trust God. I want you to invest in him. He cares for you. He knows what he's doing. Before you were born in the world, what has happened, what is happening, and what will happen was already scheduled. God is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. He knows everything, he's everywhere, and has all power. Why don't you trust him today? Why don't you decide today, I'm not going to play the church role anymore. I'm going to invest my faith in him. Things keep happening. Situations keep popping up. You have to make up in your mind, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. Not just for this circumstance, but I'm going to trust God for everything that happens. And trusting God is acknowledging that God knows everything and that he's everywhere and has all power. There is nothing that catches him by surprise. He knew when people are planning their schemes and their scams. He knows. And because he knows, he can handle it. You can't handle it. You're not smart enough. You don't have enough resources. You think you know, but you don't know. You need God. I want you to help me. Help me help you. I want you to invest your trust, your faith, your reliance, your dependency on God. If you got issues with your health, stop contemplating on it. In the book of Proverbs, it says, however many days you have, enjoy each one of them. If you're stressed out over something that's going on, and everybody who's been around me for the last week, you've seen I've been having some serious issues with my neck. It comes from my back. I've scheduled another appointment to make sure that I'm good. But I don't let anything stop me, because I've learned something. God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. He's going to work it out. He's going to fix it. He's going to turn things in my favor, because that's who he is. Many of you are praying for me as your pastor, and I'm praying for you. Together, we got more power than anything that can harm us. We are a powerful force. One of our ministers called me or texted me this week, and she said, Pastor, when you get up tomorrow in the morning, pray for I believe it was her niece. I can't remember exactly who it was. It was a baby. I knew that. And I never look at my phone when I'm home, because that's not what I do. I'm home when I'm home. And I happened to see it, and I said, I'm going to pray right now. And I said, keep me updated. And as she thanked me, and as she kept me updated, the child had surgery, and it appears that everything has gone well. Listen to me, saints. Listen to me. When you can't figure it out, God has already worked it out. When you don't understand what's going on in the world, God does. God has the remedy to every problem and issue that happens in this world. The goal is for you to trust him. Don't panic. Don't fall apart. It's new news to you, but it is something that is already in the providential plan of God. God already knows, and God is going to work it out. I want you to lift your head and be lifted up. I want you to understand that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I want you to understand that God knows everything, and he has all power in his hand. I woke up this morning. I woke up with my mind determined to tell you, invest with me. Let's be partners in trusting God. Let's trust God for our finances. Let's trust God for our families. Let's trust God for our health. Let's trust God for our friends. Let's trust God for the trajectory of our lives. Let's trust God today, because when you invest in him, he'll never let you down. He'll never desert you. He'll never alienate you. He'll be right there. Which leads me to the text of this morning, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Peter comes in the same spirit that I came to you this morning. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. Why worry about something you cannot control? Why stress over something is out of your purview of fixing? 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, give all your worries. And it goes a little bit further. It says, and your cares to God, for he cares for you. Here's your word for today. Give it to God. I opened up the hour by saying, let's invest in our faith. Let's invest our faith and our trust and our reliance and our dependency on God. My brothers and sisters, it's time now to give it to God. I know you've been keeping your eyes on it. He told Lot's wife, don't you dare look back. Give it to God. Let him fix it so you can get your shout on. It's time for you to dance again. It's time for you to sing again. It's time for you to smile again. It's time for you to have joy in your heart again. It's time for you to be whole again. But you keep holding on to stuff. You keep fixing yourself to things. And it is stripping you of everything you have. That's Satan's design. But God says, I have dominion over your life. And because I have dominion over your life, I can fix it. But this is a whosoever will way. I will only fix it if you can trust me. I will only turn it if you can trust me. I will only make it right if you can trust me. Trust me when I tell you, saints, the Lord is a strong tower. Trust me when I tell you, saints, the Lord can do anything but fail. Trust me when I tell you, saints, there is nothing that's too hard for God. Trust me when I tell you what he's done for others, he'll do for you. This morning, I want you to give it to God. He cares for you. If you're tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired of battling with struggles and it seems like there's no end to what's going on in your life, I need you to do something. I need you to give it to God. Never think that you are in any lethal situation by yourself. God has left you in a spot, in a position where he's making you to decide, what are you going to do? Are you going to trust him? Or are you going to continue to think you got enough power to handle it? You can't change people. You can't break habits. You can't destroy the power of the enemy without God. Let God fix it. Put your faith in him. Invest in it. That stock that will return some dividends. God cares so much about you. I want you to hear this. This landed in my spirit as well. God cares so much about me. God cares so much about you that he interrupted his heavenly joy, wrapped himself in sinful flesh, and he suffered under hateful hands and died for you and for me, while we were still sinners. Oh, brother, oh, sister, that type of God you have to trust, that he cares for you. He cares deeply for you. He cares passionately for you. Never, ever, never, ever, never, ever allow the enemy to win in your life. Give it to God. Let him fix it. Let him turn it. Show the devil that you got some tools in your arsenal too. Show him that you got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Show him that greater is he that is with you than every force that he has with him. But you don't show him that by worrying. You don't show him that by carrying your load. You show the enemy who you are by the faith that you put in God. This morning I come to you with my head lifted. I come to you as a witness that he'll take care of you. I come to you as a witness he'll turn it around. And many things happen in our lives so he can show you how powerful he is. You've been wondering, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why is this going on? Why is that going on? What's going on over here? What's going on over there? Why? Can I give you the why? Because God is God, and he's already preordained it before the foundations of the world. There is no proclivity that can stop you from going into where God wants you to go. There is no burden. There's no problem. But this is the issue. You got to trust him. I need you today to trust God. I don't know what the decision is. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what's happening. But I need you to trust God today. I need you to trust him as you've never trusted him before. Why? Because he cares for you. He cares for you. God's love is expressed through his demonstrated love, grace, and mercy that he gives to you day by day. New mercies he gives us daily. Daily provisions he provides for us. The shocks that hit us is to put us to our knees so that we can call on his name. His name is the strong tower. We never initially know why. We never initially know why. I don't know whether some people make you believe they know why God is doing this and why God is doing that. And when we start worrying about it, thinking about it, we stress ourselves out. But we don't know why God is permitting things to happen in our lives in the way that he's permitting them. But listen to me. When you put your faith in him, when you put your trust in him, the old songwriter, one of my favorite hymns of the church, would say, "We're often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Tempest cast how in tempest often succeeds a bright sunshine." It says, "But in that land of perfect day, when the midst of the sea have rolled away, we'll understand it better. By and by, when the morning comes." And I'm not talking about when you die and go to heaven. The Lord will show you what's going on before you get there. We don't understand it. So stop asking the question why and just start trusting him. You don't need to know why. What you need to know is that he's got you. What you need to know is that he cares for you. What you need to know is that he has not forsaken you. What you need to know is that God will never fail you. So the question this morning is very simple. Why give it to him? Why give the it to God? Why? First, because he has the authority. All authority is given unto him. He can fix it. He has authority, brother. He has authority, sister. Don't you dare allow yourself to believe that you can fix this situation. You can't. You're not smart enough. You don't have enough resources. But God has people in the gap. God got people waiting to bless your life. God got people waiting to strengthen your whole life. God got resources that can just blow your mind. This morning, he has the authority. Give it to him. But there's another reason why. He knows the aim. A-I-M. He knows the aim. He's aiming at something. He knows what you need in your life. He has a reason for why he's permitting this to happen. He understands the aim. He is the aim, and he's aiming at something. And your job is to trust him to land you well. Just like I trusted the pilot to have the wisdom to land the plane and for the plane to stay intact when it hit the road. God is saying, I want that to be your life faith journey with me. Trust that I got you. Trust that I'll get you there safely. Trust that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But there's a third reason why. Not only because he has the authority and he knows the aim, but also because, and this is powerful, he is the answer. He's the answer to all of life's issues, problems, concerns. He's the answer. Your answer has to be trust. His answer is resolution to your problem. This morning, I stand as a testimony again. God knows what he's doing. Those of you who are going through issues on your jobs, those of you who are trying to make some decisions in life, listen to me carefully. God has an aim, he has the authority, and he has your answer. And here's your answer. Trust him. I didn't say walk away from the job. I said trust him. I didn't say give up on people. I said trust him. Wherever God takes you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fire, trusting God, and they did not get burned. See, God could have taken them away from. Sometimes people think the only way you can trust God is that you leave a situation. No. Sometimes he wants to deliver you in the situation. I'm not telling you to walk away from your job. No, that's what some uneducated preachers tell you things like that. Oh, you going through hell, leave that job. No. I'm saying trust God. Now, if the Lord wants you to leave, he's going to open up the door to show you that. But sometimes the Lord has you there because you're the only saving grace that the whole place have. You're the only reason why the company is still available. You're the only reason why somebody's going to get their miracle through that organization that you're in. You don't just pack up and leave. That's not who God is. Today, I wanted to reason with you as I had my personal experience with God again. He cares for you, sis. He cares for you, bruh. I want you to trust him. He has the authority. He knows the aim of which he's aiming for. And he has the answer. I need you to trust him today. Will you pray with me? Oh God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercy. We thank you for the word of God today. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. The word of God keeps us strong. The word of God holds us together. The word of God gives us strength. In moments of weakness, the word of God gives us life when we're facing deadly situations. Today, God, as we come to you on this ninth day in the month of September, you've been good, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August. We now enter into another month, God, and we know and trust based on your record that you'll be good in September, October, November, and December. Why? Because you're God and you never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and God, we give you praise. I thank you for the sister that's on the call, the brother who's seeking an answer, and God, they got their answer. To trust you, to invest their faith in you, to look to the hills from which come their help, knowing that their help comes from you. To recognize and understand that you're God and that you have all power in your hand. Today, God, we thank you. Today, God, we give you glory and we give you honor for that sister, that brother who's received the gospel this morning, who heard the word of God, and they're moving forward in their faith. They're investing. They're trusting you. They're holding on to who you are and what you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly in their lives. Father, I thank you for it today. And Father, I'm thanking you with them because, God, they got the answer with tears in their eyes, with a heart lifted up this morning. God, we thank you. And God, we give you glory. And God, we give you honor. This morning, God, we lift up Layla. We lift her up this morning, God. Father, you know all the mechanics. You know all the situations. You know what's going on. The surgery has occurred. Father, the doctors did what they needed to do. And God, we thank you because you're doing what you need to do. That is to heal us. That is to bring us whole. And Father, we thank you. We pray for the parents. We pray for all who she's concerned with the child. Father, thank you for the miracle. Because God, we're trusting and believing that all things are going to work together for our good. And we give you glory, and God, we give you honor. We know you as a miracle-working God. That's all. We know you as a God who can do anything but fail. So, Father, when we come to you, we don't come to you with suspect, but God, we come with you. We come to you recognizing you can do anything but fail, recognizing that you've already blessed us, healed us, delivered us, and set us free, recognizing you've already given us miracle after miracle, and we give you glory this morning. Now, God, we pray for Sister Karen Samuels. We pray, God, you'll continue to strengthen her. We pray, God, for Sister Wanda Jones this morning. We pray, God, that you'll continue to strengthen her and give her the rebound. We pray for Brother Ken Hunt. Continue to strengthen him, God, and lift him. We pray for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle this morning. Continue to hold him close. We pray for Brother Ben Mobley this morning. Father, there are so many others we could be praying for. And Father, I may not know their names, but you know the situations. And God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would be with them, stand by them, hold them close, fashion a miracle this morning. And Father, for those who have brought prayer lists to the call, I pray, God, and I stand with them praying for each and every individual, name by name, individual by individual. Do it, God. Fix it, God. Turn it, God. Make it right, God. You're able. We have invested our faith in you. So, God, do the Jesus thing. Do the God thing. Heal us. Deliver us. Stand by us. Hold us close to you. And we thank you. And now, God, we pray. As we're at the top of the week, I pray, God, for every person who will walk into their offices, who will walk into the supermarkets, who will do what they do, go into the doctor's offices. God, I don't know where they're going. I pray for them this morning that anything that happens, they're going to remember this word today, and they're going to invest their trust, their faith, their confidence in you. Have your way, God. Strengthen them, God. Protect them, God, and keep them. And we thank you. And God, now, we ask that you will continue to be with us. And we ask that you will continue to hold us. We ask that you will continue to be our God as we serve and strive to be your people. Help us to invest our faith in you. Because it is in our faith in you that we have our being and our knowing and our ability to do. Thank you, God. And now, God, of the assignment that I have here in Charlotte, I pray, God, your blessings, your miracle working power. Do it for us, God, and keep us strong. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Have a great day, everyone.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a blessed day, everyone.